Trish and Nicole and their expert guests are here to answer all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Candid discussions and stories of the latest trends and greatest gadgets. From dry vagina to frozen faces, Aesthetics Uncensored, where nothing is off limits.
Aesthetics Uncensored podcast, and today I'm joined by Chris. Now, Chris is actually the founder of Oscar Hunt, and we're gonna talk about what Oscar Hunt is, because I recently met Frank, who was actually behind the stand of Oscar Hunt at the non-surgical symposium, and I was blown away by, number one, the quality of the products, and number two, just the way they looked. So I'm really excited to be speaking with Chris today. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Oh, so happy that you've taken the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it because I know how busy work days can be.
No, not at all. It's a nice little break.
Yeah, nice. So, Chris, tell us about Oscar Hunt. What is Oscar Hunt?
So Oscar Hunt is a figment of my imagination. So we started the business, myself and a friend from high school, about 12 years ago now. And essentially, I'd always had a thing for menswear and for like the idea of structured and tailored clothing, but found that there sort of wasn't anything out there that seemed accessible or seemed like it spoke to me. It was all very conservative. It was all very kind of, toffee elitist. There wasn't anything kind of catered to what I would be looking for in that experience. So we set out to essentially build something where we would shop, where we would, you know, have something made for us, but to a really high level, and make the experience really special. So that's kind of how it started. So Oscar Hunt is essentially a made to measure tailoring house. So we specialize in suits and shirts and overcoats, and we've recently launched women's wear. So we launched women's wear about 18 months ago in the middle of the pandemic, which is hilarious, but so that's starting to really pick up now as well, which is awesome to see. So yeah, all tailored. We're going to broaden out our product range into more ready to wear clothing, but at our core we're a made to measure tailoring house.
Well, I love it because I have been looking at the women's wear, of course, as I would, and I like the fact that it's structured, but it's not over structured. It's kind of like a funky structure in my mind. It's dress up, but it's also, you know, it's not like pretentious, like, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, look at me, kind of just like really classy looking clothing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, our ethos in a lot of ways is that we take the craft seriously, but not ourselves. So, and I think that's totally reflected in the clothing, the construction and the quality of the materials that we use is to the highest order, but ultimately, we want to have fun with it all. And you see that in the patterns and you see that in the shapes that we make, and you want to feel comfortable. You want to feel good. And yeah, these things shouldn't be restrictive. They shouldn't be things that you put on and you're worried about. You should put them on and forget about it, really.
Yeah. And I guess if we start with the guys, so talking about the guys, like what I like about it is the fact that it kind of makes suit dressing a little bit fun. Cause like I came across, like, there's one plastic surgeon on the Gold Coast, and every time I see him, he's always wearing really funky suits. So he goes the pants, the jacket, the vest, and, you know, sometimes a bow tie and all that. And it's just something that stands out, and I love it. And that's kind of his signature thing at the moment.
Yeah.
So when I saw the Oscar Hunt range, I thought, oh, wow, this is really funky, because it's not the old kind of, I mean, it still looks like a suit, but it's got a little bit of an edge to it. And I don't know how to explain what that edge is. It just, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I feel like it's someone's personality, and that's the beauty of custom. That's the beauty of, you know, when you have something made, you can sort of implant your DNA into that piece of clothing. And that's what we're there to do. Our team is there to really listen and get to know you, so we can draw out that DNA and make something that's for you and, you know, essentially by us as well. So it is, I think, whether it is someone who's after something more conservative, whether it is for work or something that's a little more out there, like sounds like what you're describing, it's about finding out what, you know, what that person's all about and then tailoring something to that. And that's where the fun is. I think we can make really conservative pieces, but as long as that's what that individual, you know, feels really comfortable in and that's what they're about, it's those small little details that make it truly their own and make it fun. So yeah, completely agree. And I think it's just boring when, you know, people kind of miss out on these elements. It sounds kind of a bit snobby for me to say that, but it's not about a luxury thing, or it's not about, you know, the money you spend. It's just a, you know, it's just about kind of making it your own. And yeah, as I said, I think that's what draws me to tailoring, and you know, these kind of signature kind of styles and these unique pieces.
Yeah. So how did you learn to, like, where did the, I know it was something that you started from school, which is great. Like, I love that story. I didn't know that story as well. So you and a friend from school.
Yes.
Just decided to start making menswear?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not a tailor. I'm a fraud. I've always been behind the scenes. So when we started, we put together, a tailor and someone to fit. So I've always kind of been, if anything, I'm more like the client. I'm the fan. So quite quickly we built a team of, I guess, crafts people around us. But we started with menswear, as I said, just because we felt there was just such a big need to create beautiful pieces without it costing necessarily an arm and a leg, but also the experience not being, you know, really stuffy and conservative. We wanted to make it fun, and we also wanted people to be looked after. Like, you know, you walk into so many, you know, these stores, high street stores, and it's almost like rudeness is the currency, you know. We wanted to make people feel good when they walked into our spaces.
Yeah. Yep. You know, you're so right. And I think it's that pretentiousness as well, that because I've even experienced it when I've gone in to get a suit with my husband, and I have actually walked out with no suit for that very reason.
Right, yeah.
And I do like the idea. It's almost like not the olden days, but it's almost like the olden days where you'd go in and actually get fitted for a suit. But I think what people have shied away from that, thinking it's a lot more expensive than what
yes.
it is. But I think it's actually affordable, but also, you know, it's a realistic kind of pricing bracket that you sit in as well, but you kind of get the top-notch service and product as well.
Well, exactly. Like, interestingly enough, I think we've remained, you know, reasonably consistent with our pricing, and I've seen kind of the high street, you know, just kind of go up and up and up. And yeah, I think that this is the thing. You can, with us, you can get, you know, the most premium fabrics, construction, the experience, something that fits for you, something that's going to last a very long time. And it's pound for pound for kind of, in terms of pricing for, you know, your sort of entry level and on these, you know, sort of high street brands. And it just becomes, at least in my head, it just becomes a no-brainer to have something made. And yeah, I think the experience is everything. You know, it's when somebody listens to you and learns about what you're, you know, who you are and what you want out of that garment, like, I think that's pretty special.
Yeah. Yep.
As opposed to just selling something that's on the floor and they've got to clear because, you know, they need to make their next season range or something.
Yep. No, I totally agree with you there. And so, because, like, bringing back the tailor experience to people, because I think a lot of people don't go to a tailor because you think, number one, it's way high price, but it's also,
yep,
you don't know that they're around or where they are.
Yes.
You're kind of everywhere now, aren't you? So people can actually book an appointment and actually come into a showroom. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So we're Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, Brisbane, Gold Coast. We're going to be in Perth and Canberra later this year. So yeah, that's the idea. We want to be accessible to people. But yeah, I agree. It's not something that people immediately think of when they think about getting a suit made. And we want them to think that, you know, having something made is actually kind of the new norm. You know, one-off products and doing it slowly and doing it thoughtfully. That's kind of what we want the broader market to think. But yeah, that's why we're kind of doing this, so that we can be in places where it makes it convenient for people to come. You know, you don't have to sort of fly to Melbourne or Sydney, these kind of hubs. So yeah, that's definitely part of what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, and it's great to know that you can just, like, you know, take you know, X amount of time off and just go and get properly fitted. And so say, for example, if I wanted a man's suit, I could actually come get measured up, and from there I'd be like, okay, well, I like this fabric. Look, because you're saying you personalize to the individual, how does that work? Like, do you like this fabric, and what colors are you, or how do you find out about that person?
Yeah, no, excellent question. And this is actually where the magic comes from. So it starts with a conversation, essentially. So coming into our showrooms, we greet you, we offer you a drink. So essentially, you know, it's almost like hosting you in our home. We want the client to feel really comfortable, really welcome, really warm. And yeah, from there, we just kind of get to know the client. So starting out with what the suit is for, it could be for a wedding, that we do a lot of weddings, but it also could be for an event. It could be for work. There's a whole host of reasons, but we really try and get to know the individual, because often people will come in and they'll have an idea of what they want, but they won't know exactly how that, you know, how that looks at completion. So the magic is in really getting to know the client. Obviously our team is really experienced and loves this game. So our expertise is in really interpreting the individual and being able to recommend fabrics and styles and design options that we think are really going to nail that brief for the individual. So that's what it's really all about. So, you know, we ask a suite of questions. We'll try on different garments. So, you know, different samples. We'll throw around some different jackets and trousers and really have some fun. See how people respond to certain things being tried on. And then we can really craft a picture of what the client's really after. So basically from that point, we measure the client. So we take a suite of body measurements, as well as we try things on to get a feel for posture and balance, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then we run through different fabrics. And, you know, at any time, we've got sort of 5,000 or 6,000 fabrics on stock, which is obviously harrowing to think about it. But, you know, again, our job is to really curate that selection for the client based on what we've learned about them. So we really, yeah, as I said, add that. At their DNA and at our piece as well. So we then go through the fabrics and the different designs, and again recommend designs based on what the purpose of that suit is. And then from there we start construction. And about 4 weeks after that, we'll invite the client back in, where we'll try on the suit. And generally, you know, it's really close to completion. We just need to generally make some minor tweaks from there, and then we'll invite the client back in sort of a week or two after that for the final fitting, which is generally when the client will walk away with a beautiful new suit. And the beautiful thing is we've then got that that client's measurements on file. So if they ever, you know, want something again, it's almost like we're there just, you know, at their service.
Yeah. And, you know, because you do recommend that every suit has 2 pairs of pants. Is that right?
Not always, but it's a good idea, because you tend to, you know, trouser tends to get a lot more sort of wear into it. So it does increase the longevity of the suit, because people tend to take their jackets off and, you know, they tend to hang it up. And so there's a little more care generally for the jacket. So we do say that, because it does just add longevity to the suit. And it just allows the trousers to breathe. So yeah, we do recommend it, but yeah, obviously there are moments, you know, particularly if it's a dinner suit or a more formal suit that you're not wearing day to day, we would certainly say, look, it's probably okay. We obviously with tailored clothing and our constructions and the quality, it's not necessarily about, you know, the quality. It's just about, you know, the longevity and making sure that the suit just always performs.
Yeah. You know, my husband bought a suit from a menswear store in Byron Bay when it used to be here years ago. It's gone now, of course. And yeah. That suit, I can't remember how much it cost. It was about $2,000 or something like that. But he still got it. And that was about 20 years ago. And he wore it to my daughter's wedding. And it was still fashionable. He wore it to my daughter's wedding. And he also wore it to, what did he wear it to? Oh, it was some other big function that we went to, and it's pretty much his only suit that he's got, because, you know, we don't actually, you know, go out that much to formal stuff. But we also, you know, so it just goes to show that quality does last.
Absolutely. But
also, we had a black tie wedding recently, and he hired a suit, and that was $400 to hire a really, like a suit that was, it was just a black kind of formal suit, but I was quite blown away how much the hire is. But I was also blown away with his suit, the fact that we bought a really good quality kind of funky suit then, because it was a beige and white pinstripe suit, which is a bit unusual.
Oh, I love it.
I guess. And it's still fashionable. All I would do now is probably take the pants in.
Yep.
But he won't let me, because, you know, you don't want to do anything. But That's lasted for 20 years. So suits do last.
Absolutely, as it should. I mean, if something's well made, it'll last. That's the point. And that's again what we try to, without sort of repeating ourselves and droning on, like that's what it's all about. If you invest in the, we live in a world where things are just worn a few times and thrown out and end up on landfill. Like this is the thing. It's like you buy something that's well made, great materials. This thing's gonna last. It's gonna, as cliche as it sounds, essentially it's an investment. And particularly if it's well cut, and it sounds like that suit is, like good style, good cuts are generally pretty timeless. So you do get that longevity. And to be honest, like in terms of where we're at with this planet, it's like, yeah, you this idea of fast fashion is just, it's no good. It's
Yep,
antiquated.
totally. I'm trying not to buy anything crap, and just if I'm going to buy something, to me, it's going to be a lifetime piece.
Yep.
Well,
Yeah.
that's
And
my
it's and
one
it's
intention.
Well, exactly. And the other thing is, you just know, you feel good putting it on because you know it's a good product. You know it feels good. You feel good wearing it. So I always think it's worth it even for that. Like just the knowing full well that something you're putting on is just really well made.
Yep, no, I agree. So going back to that fitting, so basically they have the first fitting is where they pick the design, or you work out the design with them and take their measurements. The second one is when you try that on and kind of refine it. And then the
Exactly.
final one is where you have your final fitting and then collect your garment.
Exactly right.
Awesome.
Exactly. That's the
And
process. Yep.
but you do other stuff as well, don't you? Like you, I know you do shirts, but can you run through
Yes.
the other stuff that you do?
Yeah, so it's funny, like we've been pretty kind of like, I guess traditional in our like product offering. So we've been suits, shirts, overcoats for a very long time, but we've been, definitely been late to the party, but certainly over the pandemic there has been a large casualization of the wardrobe. So we're definitely leaning into that. So doing a lot more outerwear, whether it's overcoats, car coats, bombers, things like that. A lot of polos. We launched denim as well. So we're really looking to essentially move into these really, beautiful, largely ready to wear and outerwear pieces. A lot of these we probably won't do as made to measure. But ultimately still have that ethos of really well made, stand the test of time, beautiful investment pieces. That's kind of what we want to do. Like everything is built with an intention. Everything's built to last and crafted to the highest level. But certainly, yeah, we want to move into more of this, I guess a more diverse kind of wardrobe where we still like the idea of, dressing well, so it sounds a bit off, but essentially these elevated pieces, but more casual.
And I think that's really important because for me, I find something that I like and then I align myself with that company and I
Yeah.
just want to buy everything they want. So I think it's really
Yeah.
important to have those extra stuffs available.
Well, it's funny you say it because I went out with a client of ours a few weeks ago, and I actually, he's just been a great client of ours for, almost from the beginning. And I spoke with him and I said, look, how can we be better? Like, what is it about us that you'd like to see? And he's like, to be honest, you really annoy me because I have to shop elsewhere. I just like to do everything here. You know me, you understand my style. Like, I'd love for you to just, fill my wardrobe. So I think that's like quite an interesting idea to me because I think we've neglected that as well. And by the way, sorry, there's a sewing machine going on in the background.
Oh,
You
that's
can
okay. I
hear
can't even hear it.
it. Okay, good.
Tell us about your fabrics because I think this is what makes your suits as well. Like, tell
Yeah.
us about your fabrics because they're edgy. Although
Yeah.
they're not
Well,
all it, I mean, you can still get really conservative as well, but I like the fact that, they're edgy, they're funky, it's a little bit different. You can be in your, suit but still look kind of cool.
totally. No. I mean, we kind of work with mills that, yeah, have that aesthetic and have that kind of, that's how they think about the world as well. So, I mean, it's been a huge process. We work with a lot of mills, but namely out of the UK and Italy. So we've got a more in northern UK, we work with a mill called Dugdale Brothers, which, has a huge heritage, and they're more of those, they're, I guess, more conservative cloths, but there is always a twist on it, whether it's a slight little texture or a subtle pattern. There's something in there that makes it different to your run-of-the-mill corporate business suit sort of thing. And then we work with beautiful mills for example, from Italy, Loro Piana, which, you know, is an incredibly luxurious mill, and they just do interesting things. So every season they'll come out with something innovative, something new. And we can really, you know, we can really push that to our clients as well. So the last mill I mentioned is again, milled in northern UK, but a French company called Dorme. And again, they just do interesting things. They mill in a certain way that you see a certain finish on the cloth. And again, a lot of this stuff is quite subtle. And I think, yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like that's what you're describing. It's Sometimes you can't really put your finger on it. But you're like, oh, that's interesting. And yeah, that's certainly what we like to see.
Yep. And you know what? I like the fact that, you know, because I think, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong here, but if you go into a tailor shop, or the ones that I've seen, because I recently went to one in Melbourne, just kind of walked in and had a little look around and left with my husband.
Yeah.
It's generally a more conservative kind of looking people that serve you, the crowd as well.
Yeah.
So it's almost like it's, you know, the suit of the future.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting. As I said, we definitely, you know, we're not, we respect the kind of the tradition of the craft. And, you know, as I said, a lot of our clients, both women and men, you know, will wear these suits to work. So there still is that, you know, need to that professionalism. But ultimately, like, yeah, it doesn't need to be that, you know, that really stuffy or conservative environment. It just doesn't need to be. You can still, you know, you can still have that really, really premium product, beautifully made pieces without it needing to have all the other stuff. And that's, I think, what we bring. I think I mentioned it before, but for us, we take what we do extremely seriously. Everything we do, we make sure it's done to the highest level. But when you walk in and meet our team, it's incredibly down to earth and relaxed and warm. So that's the kind of the combination that we think is important. And I just have never understood why it wasn't like that.
Yep. No, I agree with you 1,000,000%. Like, it's so true. It's kind of, it's different. So I think you're on a winner. And I had no idea that it had been around for 12 years as well. Like, because when I saw Frank on the stand, I thought, oh, this is great. This is something new. And then I discovered, oh my God, you've been around for years.
Well, yeah, I think it's one of those things where, you know, it's a, for us, we're a real word of mouth business. I think that the beauty of made to measure and tailoring broadly is you really get to know your clients. So in a lot of ways, our marketing is just people talking about us. So, you know, we're never going to be the biggest fish in the pond, but certainly it's a really lovely and I guess tight client group, which is, you know, why I guess beyond, you know, sort of the city that we're in, we probably don't make a great deal of noise. So yeah, and in a way, I love that. You know, it's like you have that real kind of close-knit relationship, and yeah, it's sort of not a brand that's just blasted around.
Yeah, and you know what, I think that's why I wanted to speak to you on the podcast, because normally we talk about totally different things, but because it's all got to do with aesthetics, looking good, and I thought, oh, I really would like to share this story, just, you know, get it out there, let more people see it, and just, you know, hear the name, because how did you choose the name?
There's a lot of versions of this story. So but basically the real version, which I, funnily enough, I don't really talk about, which is kind of sounds a bit off given I'm talking about it on a podcast, but I, when we started the business, I wasn't really sure which way it was going to go. You know, we thought that potentially, you know, there might be a really large online component, and I wanted that in-store experience, but we weren't really sure. So I wanted something that wouldn't, I guess, put us in a corner and a name that we could evolve. So I like the idea of Oscar, which I see as a more interesting name, and then Hunt, which for me anyway represented a more conservative name. So the fusion of those two ideas, kind of, you know, a bit more conservative and old school, and then that more progressive, just that sort of mold of the two. It might also have been because I'd just gotten out of uni and I was reading a lot of Oscar Wilde and Hunter S. Thompson, but that's the less official version.
Yep, I like it. I like it. That's a really good story, because I was like, who's Oscar? And he's like, oh, no, actually, that's just the name. I'm like, really? What a good name.
Yeah. Yeah, or funnily enough, our first tailor, his name was Oscar, and he's an incredible bespoke tailor. He doesn't work with us anymore. He actually started his own amazing outerwear label, but his name was Oscar. So whenever we got into trouble, we'd blame him.
I love it. So tell us, how can people get in touch with you? Like, say for example, I was listening to the podcast, I think, oh yeah, I want to get in touch, find out a little bit more, and get a shirt or whatever. How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I think best way is online. So we're just oscarhunt.com. And through there, you've got direct access to all of our showrooms. So on the Gold Coast, yeah, you'd be talking with Frank, who's amazing and has a really, you know, great sense of style and understanding what the client is after. So yeah, I'd say online is the best bet. And then, you know, once you talk with us, we've got you on file. And we, as I said, we like to have that more intimate relationship with our clients. So yeah, it's more a service with us than a traditional retail experience. But yeah, I'd say online is your best bet.
Yep. And you know what I have to say before we go, I have to say, like, normally you will see something online and then you see it in real life and you sort of think, oh wow, it looked really good online. I have to say, I reckon your suits actually even look better in real life.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I like that.
Online, which is really funny. It's a bit weird, but I don't know. I think it's something that you have to actually see in person to even appreciate, number one, the quality, number two, the finish, and number three, just the way they look, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, you know, online can, and look, maybe that talks to our ability to shoot content properly, but I feel like, you know, the thing, it is actually not too difficult to shoot things in a way that makes it look really premium. But I think, yeah, the rubber really hits the road when it's in movement and when it's on body, and that's where I think tailoring really shines through.
Yep. Yep. No, I totally agree. Well, I've got to say, thanks so much for joining us today, Chris. That's been really interesting. And I've really been looking forward to this because, I love the suits and I can't wait
well,
to
thank you.
Around and share it out as well.
No, well, thank you so much. This has been lovely. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome. My pleasure. Well, listeners, you heard him. So if you want to find out more, just look up oscarhunt.com and you'll see the men's suit. There's some great women's colours as well. I've got my eye on the navy blue at the moment.
I'll sort you out.
And there's some great shirts as well. So yeah, I recommend that you do look it up. So thanks so much for joining us today, Chris.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Got a burning question for Trish and Nick at Aesthetics Uncensored? Slide into their DMs on Instagram at Aesthetics Uncensored. Stay positive, boobs and chin high.